Hey there, welcome to episode 27 of Hike Your Own Hike. Coming to you on a little bit of a warm day. I traveled down to Dayton, Ohio to visit an agency partner of ours that we've done a little bit of work for to get to know them more, learn more about their capabilities, and to see if there's opportunities to do more work together. So I had a really nice morning. Spent a few hours together talking about some stuff and started asking them about where there was a hiking trail nearby that I could hit before I jumped in the car and drove home that 4.5 or 5 hours, because my body doesn't do too well if I'm not out there hiking, just like the last episode when I talked about my withdrawals. Didn't want to get those too bad and then have my back seize up on the drive. So they pointed me to Tipp City, which is just north of Dayton, Ohio, a very small little town. And I can't remember the name of this place, but have some waterfalls and some really nice trails through the woods, and looks quite a bit like Michigan. But one of the most remarkable things to me was left yesterday in Michigan, and it was upper 40s. Didn't quite get to 50. Woke up this morning here, and it's about 70 degrees. And when I walked out to the car, I could hear the birds chirping, and it was such a nice sound. It brought a smile back to my face because it's been quite some time up here in the Great White North where we haven't had that. But that also got me thinking about one of the other big lessons that I learned over the course of last year of getting out there is really, you know, how I value experiences and how I think it's important to value experiences far more than stuff. You know, when I was in my mid-20s, and really the only way that I could equate anything to success, it was always the vision of driving the nice brand new BMW convertible, you know, out there. It was such a reward, or, you know, something that you kind of strive for, and then once you had it, that was it. That was when, you know, all the happiness was going to turn on or whatever. But really, over time, started to realize that that really had nothing to do with it and left me scratching my head quite a bit. How's it going?
All right, how you doing?
Good, man. But left me scratching my head quite a bit as to, you know, what success really was, or where was I flawed in believing that. So, but, you know, I obviously went through my 20s and early 30s, and I really felt flawed and really felt disappointed, because as I was achieving things and achieving more and accumulating stuff, it wasn't doing anything to the happiness index in my life. And that was when, you know, I just didn't know what to do. And over time, obviously, as you get older and you get more experienced, you figure that stuff out. But last year in particular, after tracking the hikes that I did every single day, and actually tracking it digitally on mapmyhike.com, I can go there to my app to any day of the year, pull up that hike and look at the map, look at the time that it took me for each mile, and realistically feel as though I can go back to each of those hikes and remember what was happening. You know, if I know what the date is and what the hike was, I can remember individual little segments within that hike. Maybe things that I was thinking about, maybe stressful events that I was going through, that I was working out while I was out there on the trail. Whatever it is, it was cool. So, like, if I think about the day that, you know, I was sick and didn't want to break the streak, I think it was around day mid-60s or so, 60th consecutive day or middle of 60s, I, you know, was throwing up. And I knew that you usually have about an hour in between puking waves, and you usually feel great after you throw up. So I took advantage of that opportunity to get out there and keep my streak alive and go hiking. Granted, you know, you don't really feel good enough in between pukes to go hiking, but I toughed it out and I felt like I accomplished something. And now that is an experience, something I'm going to remember forever, I'm sure, because it's something that's ingrained within me. And I was extremely present when I was going through it, because I was constantly worried that I was going to be standing there heaving, you know, in someone's sidewalk. But it was a really interesting experience. Or saving up my last 2 miles to hit 2,200 miles as I climbed up Springer Mountain just a couple months ago. Or being at Magic Kingdom on New Year's Eve as we brought in the new year. I think about those experiences and how many memorable experiences I used to have over the course of a year. And it was remarkably different when I was focused and intentional on doing something every single day. Because there's been years of my life and weeks of my life and all kinds of, you know, big periods where I feel like, almost like that movie Adam Sandler was in, where he had the remote control and could fast forward through different segments. But I feel like you just, I kind of mindlessly went through. So, you know, I like to experience things. Like one of the things I like to do is drive. And my business partner makes fun of me all the time whenever I say we're going to go somewhere and it's within a 12-hour drive. He's always worried that I'm going to pick that we're going to drive instead of fly. But one of the reasons I like to do that, sure, you can go get in a plane, you can fly over a bunch of territory and land somewhere, and I get it. Sometimes it just makes sense from an efficiency standpoint or whatever, or you know, you're in a time crunch. But if you get in a car and drive, you get to take in so many more experiences and see so many more things. Granted, it's kind of boring on the highway, but if you're going somewhere and you plan a little bit of time like I did, now all of a sudden, anytime I think about Dayton, Ohio, or anytime I come back here, I'm going to have this beautiful place in my memory that I went out and explored on a 70-degree February day. I'm sweating my arse off. I forgot what it felt like to hike in the warmth after hiking so many months in the cold. But it's something I'm going to remember, and I'm always going to be able to be drawn back to this place. Now, if you think about the experiences that I talked about, I mean, except for, you know, being at Magic Kingdom on New Year's Eve, none of those experiences cost anything. But yet they're extremely valuable to me because I can always go back to them. I can always draw on those experiences. I can always bring back those memories. And just like I was there before. And when I had the convertible BMW, I was excited for about the first hour as I was driving it off the lot. But then pretty soon I realized what my payment was going to be and that it just wasn't that cool. And I mean, some of that is, you know, breaking free of social pressure to achieve or have, you know, how other people are going to judge you. But that, you know, those types of feelings and emotions and experiences related to buying stuff, to me, just aren't as rich as the experience of living those experiences. So, anyway, that's about it. I'm going to go on. I'm making my second lap around this trail. I mean, hey, it is Ohio. It's not as good as Michigan. You know, where Michigan you can go and hike for miles and miles and miles. Here they have a little 2.5-mile trail that they've got out here. But it is beautiful. It's got a gorge. We've got them all over in the woods in Michigan, a lot more plentiful. So Michigan is much better than Ohio. We all know that. Anyway, enough rambling. Thanks a lot for taking the time to listen, and I will talk to you next time.